First of all, I'd like to point out that it's raining. It's rare enough, right? As Twain said, everybody talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. But the rain, of course, is a blessing that is a mixed blessing. It depends what you had planned today, whether you're pleased that it's raining. And as I was walking here this morning with a very short walk across the street, I kept thinking of what Emerson had to say about it. He said, "A bad preacher, like the good rain, doesn't know when to stop." So I will leave it in your hands to judge both about the preacher and the rain. But the theme of blessing, whether the rain is one or not, and actually it is, although it has its limitations, the theme of blessing is all over this morning's reading, and I want to talk about the fact that there are three different distinct sorts of blessings that the Torah is teaching us about that are in fact important in our lives, and we don't always distinguish between them, and it causes a lot of confusion and a lot of trouble. The first blessing that we see is the blessing that Jacob gives to Ephraim and Manasseh, which is sort of the fundamental human blessing that God enunciates at the beginning of the book of Genesis, the book that we conclude today. Human beings are created in the image of God, and there are certain blessings that everybody is entitled to. And they are identical. They're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable blessings or rights. And that's premised on the idea that in some fundamental way, every human being is alike, and that the differences between us of education, of race, of intelligence, of talent, they're ultimately superficial. Really, every person's in God's image, and that's what matters. And much of society, and certainly much of our tradition, is premised on that realization that you may not make a fundamental difference between human beings, that everyone is in God's image. That the reason the Torah starts with one pair of human beings, with one man and one woman, is to remind you that everybody ultimately is from the same family. That the Torah doesn't start with the first Jew, because our bedrock identification is human being. But then Jacob blesses his children, or Joseph's children, and then his. And each blessing he gives to each child is different. They're all human beings, they should all get the same blessing. But we know that any parent who treats his children all exactly the same is doing an injustice to all of them, because children aren't the same. And in fact, the ability to know the difference between children, between people, is a testament to the fact that you pay attention to them. The things we don't know seem alike. Somebody who doesn't know classical music, it all sounds the same. Someone who doesn't know rock music, it all sounds the same. Any music you don't know sounds the same, whether it's rock or hip-hop or rap or classical or Sinatra or show music. It's only when you know it that you start to see distinctions. We lump together all things we don't know. You see a group of people, they all seem basically the same, but when you get to know them as individuals, there are tremendous distinctions. Henry James, the great novelist, said, "A writer is someone on whom nothing is lost." In other words, he's always paying attention to what the differences are between people. And Jacob, who grew up with a brother Esau, who was so different from himself, Jacob knows that you can't assume that anyone is like anyone else just because they're human beings. And so when you bless someone, you must give them their own blessing, even as you give them a universal blessing. This is true in social policy too. In some ways, every citizen should have the certain sameness. But we don't say everybody's got to go to Harvard, or everybody's got to go to UCLA, or everybody's got to get a college education, or everybody has to go to a trade school, because human beings are different. The Jewish tradition insists on that because we're commanded to be different. So we don't think difference is a bad thing. We're all in favor of it. But in order to appreciate difference, you must pay attention. And one of the things that we know about Jacob was he must have known his children because he gave them all different blessings. And by the way, so did Moses. At the end of the Torah, Moses gives each tribe a distinct blessing, as if to say, I'm not going to meld you all together into one. Individual voices. And by the way, that's true too. You recognize the cry of your own child. It's different. I remember once being hurt as a kid doing something really stupid. We used to have these wood-burning pencils. And I put one down and I left it plugged in, and I leaned over and put my hand on it, and I could smell the flesh was burning, and I screamed, and my parents came charging down the stairs. And when I recovered, I said to them, how did you know? We scream all the time. And they said, parents know the difference between screams and screams. You pay attention. You know the difference. And when you think someone or something is like everything else, all it means is that there's a deficiency in your knowledge. So the first blessing is universal. The second blessing is exquisitely particular, only to you. But then, there's a blessing to all of Israel. Because the third blessing is, yes, all human beings share a similarity and all human beings share a difference, but also you must be able to act as a group. At certain times, acknowledging your differences, you have to put them aside and act as a unit, as one people. When you put on the tefillin in the morning, you'll notice that the tefillin shel rosh, the head, has four compartments, and the one on the arm is one solid block. And the rabbis say that's because you can think lots and lots of different things, but when the time comes for action, you must act as one. And so the third blessing is the blessing that you be able to take collective action despite your individual differences. Because no problem in this world can be solved by one person. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, all of Israel is responsible for one another because alone we are bereft. And that sense of communal solidarity is believed ultimately also to be good for the world. We saw a particularly horrendous example of forgetting that this week, when the tapes were released of Nixon and Kissinger's conversations. And if you don't know what Kissinger said, I will remind you that in a conversation with Nixon in 73, when they were talking about the Soviet Jews, he said, well, if they were all put in concentration camps, it wouldn't be an American problem. It would be a humanitarian problem, maybe. And in that maybe, from somebody who fled Nazi Germany, is everything you need to know about what happens when you forget that you're part of a collective and not just an individual. All three blessings are indispensable to leading a decent life. You have to remember that every human being everywhere deserves our attention and our care because we're all the same. You have to remember that you will never think of everyone as the same because every human being is different. And when you start working in collectives, all these kind of people, you know that it's an indication of your ignorance, not of their sameness. And third, you must know that the ability to bind together and act together despite differences is an essential blessing in a world that cries out for help and for repair. Rav Kook, the first chief rabbi of the State of Israel before it became the State of Israel, a mystic, a thinker, a writer, a great man, was on his deathbed, and a doctor was attending him who was Jewish but had no Jewish affiliation or consciousness, though he was a kind man and a good doctor. And years later, he remembered what happened. In the final hours when he was attending this great rabbi, he said, he was almost comatose, but for a minute, Cook roused himself and grabbed the doctor's arm and looked into his eyes and said, "When will the day come that Jews who are good will also be good Jews?" In other words, when will people who remember the first blessings remember the third blessing? Because ultimately, the three blessings come together as one. That in our individuality, we are able to contribute to the mosaic that is God's world. And Judaism is our way of contributing to that. And that the more deeply you are rooted in a tradition, the more your branches can flourish. And so we finish this morning's Parsha and this morning's book of the Bible with Vayechi, and he lived. Because to live means to know that everyone is the same, that everyone is different, and that the same or different, we need each other desperately. That is our blessing. As important for us to flourish as the rain is to the earth. It too is sent by God. We need only remember it. Shabbat Shalom.